There are three types of wild poliovirus. Type 2 polio disappeared from the world in the late 1990s. The World Health Organization is now concentrating its efforts on tackling type 1 polio, the most virulent strain, before moving on to rid the world of type 3, the last remaining strain of this disease. WHO Assistant Director General for Health Security David Heyman says there is renewed optimism that this battle can be won because a new, better polio vaccine is available.
In fact, type 1 polio could be eradicated from the world sometime next year, we believe, if activities continue, because this vaccine has been so effective in interrupting transmission in some of the major reservoirs of polio. And then we would remain with type 3, which is also being addressed by monovalent vaccines, and those vaccines have just come into use recently.
The monovalent oral polio vaccine uses only the attenuated strain of type 1 poliovirus and only immunizes against that strain of the disease. A monovalent vaccine now has been developed that immunizes children against the type 3 poliovirus. When the World Health Organization launched its global polio eradication campaign in 1988, more than 1,000 children a day became infected with this paralytic disease. This year, only 765 cases have been reported, compared to less than 2,000 last year. Dr. Heyman says polio remains endemic in only four countries: Nigeria, India, Pakistan, and Afghanistan.
Type 1 polio is the polio that was occurring in northern Nigeria, and it's the virus that spreads very easily from person to person and country to country. It spreads very rapidly, and what happened was when Nigeria stopped vaccinating back in 2003, virus spread to countries throughout Africa and all the way over into Indonesia and Saudi Arabia, and many of these countries didn't have a high enough protection rate to prevent outbreaks.
Dr. Heyman says type 1 polio appears to have been wiped out in India, and the country now is intensively trying to get rid of type 3 polio. Dr. Heyman says the biggest threat to polio eradication is lack of money. He says the campaign needs $250 million to carry out its immunization work next year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.